قائما على رأس الغلام وهو يفحص برجليه، بل حسين عليه السلام يقول: بعدا لقوم قتلوك.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. السلام عليكم and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. We're talking about the great event of Arba'een, the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And to discuss this subject, we have in the studio with us Sayyid Bahbahani. Sayyid Bahbahani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the talk show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum to dear viewers.
Sayyid Bahbahani, of course, before the COVID virus, we saw that this procession to Arba'een, the Arba'een walk, was something which was truly a global phenomenon. You know, we saw numbers of up to perhaps 23, 24, 25 million people coming from all across the world to attend these Arba'een ceremonies. And in those years, for example, 2015 until the start of the coronavirus, we saw that every year the Arba'een ceremony and the Arba'een procession would grow in numbers, right? Again, peaking to anywhere between 25 to even 30 million people. Yes. 30 million people is a lot of people. Coming for the commemoration of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his martyrdom, the commemoration of his mission, the commemoration of his memory. So it was really a very global and a very big deal, for example. Unfortunately, in the last few years, because of the coronavirus situation, it has been it's not as populated as it was, but we're seeing that every year it's again starting to grow and the numbers are again starting to increase, etc. We wanted to really discuss here what are some of the benefits or what is the importance of this event of Arba'een. If you could please enlighten us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim bihi nasta'een. إنه خير الناصر المعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Yes, my brother, Sayyid Shahyad, this is true. Alhamdulillah, the hadith says, Arba'een is, ziyarat of Arba'een is one of the signs of mu'mineen. Mm-hmm. That if you want to truly see who are having the iman solidify in his heart, you could see that this walk of Arba'een is one of the sign for it.
Right.
And knowing the benefit first, there's lots of benefit, but knowing them and thinking about it and try to elevate it and take the most benefit out of these qualities is one of the thing that maybe if we could talk about it and open it, maybe our brother and sister Mu'mineen will benefit more from this ziyara.
Yes, of course.
For sure, if we want to just randomly numbering the benefits, there's going to be a lot. But I believe with the short time that we have, we could name three of them and inshallah see how we could amplify and increase the effect of this benefit in our different aspect of our life.
Sure.
One of the benefit, as the verses of Quran says in Surah Al-Hajj number 32, it says, وَمَنْ يُعَظَّمْ شَعَارَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So, which is referring to honoring symbols of Allah, which is symbols of Islam.
Mm-hmm. The Sha'ar Allah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And this Quran says this is a sign of taqwa. It's a sign of pious heart. And it's very important that we pay attention to these verses. That for sure, symbols of Islam also includes the ziyarats, and especially the ziyarats of Arba'een, the walk of Arba'een that we are talking about right now.
Yes.
These ziyarat, these gathering of many people in one place walking together has lots of effect. If you want to categorize people around the world into three categories and observe what effect is happening to them, we could categorize three different groups around all over the world among people. First category could be those people that are oppressed. The oppressed people that they are seeking for truth. The second one is kuffar, which they know the truth and they ignore the truth because of their attachment to the world or other things. And the third category, we could name the mu'mineen, the believers.
Yes.
So, and especially in our days that we have access to means of communication like camera and mobile phone, pictures, internet, all these tools that we have in our hand, it's actually increases the effect and influences of these kind of gatherings. Mm-hmm. If we look at and observe the first category that I just named, oppressed people that are seeking for truth, for sure they are looking up at these news and videos and pictures of this much people gathered together for a ziyarah. So when there's question raised in their head and they come to search for answer, alhamdulillah, many of them, they find the truth and they become believers.
Alhamdulillah.
Second category, which are the people that have diseased heart and they basically ignore the truth, those people, when they see this kind of gathering, these crowded people in these days, what they see is the power of Islam.
Right.
The power of Islam is shown to them, and when they see this image of Islam, they become frightened and weak.
Yes.
So this is the effect that has on kuffar. On the other hand, is the effect that has on the mu'mineen themselves. When they see this gathering, they see this crowd of mu'mineen walking for a ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, which is the imam that everybody knows, which is a symbol of fighting against injustice, fighting in corruption, fighting against mustakbirin. When they see this, is increasing the iman in their heart. And also, they gain more basira and also increase their hope.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And for sure, some of them that they cannot attend these ziyarah, they wish to attend. And just by wishing that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you wish to do a good, when you do a niyyah, intention to a good thing, you're already gaining reward about that. So right away, when they wish to be among those mu'mineen that they are attending these ziyarah, they gaining rewards.
Right. It's interesting. I just want to jump in really quick here, but you will see that truly, of course, before the whole coronavirus lockdown across the world, we witnessed that the Arba'een procession. Again, millions and millions of people from all over the world, and they weren't just Shia Muslims, right? You had Sunni Muslims, you had Shia Muslims, you had Sunni brothers come, and then you even had Christians and Jews, and you even had Hindus, yes. Right? You tend to categorize them as not to be of people of the book, right, as the Christians and Jews. But in this case, in the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you even find Hindus that were coming to these processions.
Right there, my brother Sayyid Shahyar, you could see how this movement is honoring the symbols of Islam.
Right.
That when me and you, as a Muslim, when we see even other people from other faiths, they attend in this gathering, our iman is increasing, our belief is increasing. We are so excited that we are among those people that believe in such a powerful religion. So you could see, and even when the kuffar see this, as I said, they become so mutahayyir, they become so
right. They're in awe.
Frightened. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're in awe, and it really I think it comes down, because we're talking about the signs of Allah, and you know we were discussing the fact that the Arba'een walk, the Arba'een procession, the whole event of Arba'een is a sign of Allah, and so just as Allah is mighty and glorious and exalted, and he has this awe, you know. This sign of Allah likewise is a manifestation, albeit a small manifestation, but still a manifestation of the grandeur of Allah and the awe of Allah. And it's interesting, when we had millions and millions of people come to this Arba'een walk in previous years, and inshallah, I'm sure that it's going to increase in numbers again. Soon, inshallah, we'll have those millions again. But when we did have 25 to almost 30 million people attending the procession of Arba'een, the Western-backed media and the mass media in general, they didn't cover this walk. It's really an injustice to a great extent. Media considers itself to be the ones to put out to the truth, the ones to give you news, to give you reality. And despite this
it is
slogan,
so powerful, brother. It is so powerful. It is so powerful that will destroy their agenda, that will destroy their plan. And for sure, these walk, as you said, from different ethnicity, from different background, from different culture, even among mu'mineen, from different countries, they come and they gather together for attending this ziyarah. You could see, as the verse of Quran says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, sabiru, asbiru, sabiru, warabitu, wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun." Meaning that, you believers, endure each other, cooperate with each other, be with each other, and have taqwa in order to succeed, in order to defeat the enemies, in order to elevate yourself. So, for sure, the other benefit of this walk that we could talk about is that strengthening of relation and bond between mu'mineen, which the people comes from different background, different point of view, different world view, different class of society. There is poor people, there is rich people that are attending, and they're all together for ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Sometimes we see that people may feel a little bit uncomfortable, but they're enduring and they do sabr in order to attend respectfully this walk for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And sometimes we share, we help each other in these walks. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this is one of the great benefit of this walk, is strengthening the bond and relation between mu'mineen.
So here, Sayyid Bahmani, I think it's interesting, this strengthening of the bond and the relationship between the mu'mineen, between the believers, is one aspect of it. It came also into my mind, because I always try to internationalize not just Islam, but internationalize the Islamic revolution, or internationalize Islam in general, internationalize Imam Hussein, internationalize Muharram and Safar. And I mean, I think I said it, that it's to internationalize Islam. Islam is not something that is confined to Muslims. It's something that is a gift for all of humanity, as the Quran also says, right? So here, I would like to internationalize this strengthening of the bonds. It's a strengthening of the bonds between humanity. So, for example, I went to the Arba'een walk a couple of times, alhamdulillah. I had the opportunity, the blessing, the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to go to the Arba'een procession. And you will see that, for example, one of the things which is really amazing is how the hosts, who are the Iraqi brothers, they will massage the feet of the zair, of the pilgrims of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And so talking about the internationalization, this idea of the strengthening of humanity, so these Iraqi brothers, they don't ask you, you know, for example, Anta Shia, you know, are you Shia, are you Sunni, are you black, are you white, are you rich, are you poor, you know, are you Muslim, are you non-Muslim? No, just the fact that you are a pilgrim who has come to visit Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they will massage your feet, they will wash your feet, they will massage your shoulders, right? I remember when we went, they provide medicine for free, they provide medical care for free, they provide food, I mean, you name it. They're giving for, and it's an international movement. Is you just have to be a human being, and I guess my final point before I let you continue is how Imam Hussein alayhi salam brings together the people of the world.
Yes, that's so true, my brother, and you could feel it. You attended. Everybody in our viewers that have the chance to attend this walk, they could really feel that unity in that walk, whether you are black or white or any from any corner of the world, you feel that you kind of feel the unity yes. among the people in this walk. For sure, this walk needs another thing that we want to talk about. It's resistance. For sure, a physical resistance you need in this walk in order to walk 3 days, and such a kind of uncomfortable situation might happen to you, where to sleep, what to eat, your children, your wife, and all these things.
So here, again, we're talking about the benefits.
Exactly.
The benefits from the Arba'een procession.
Exactly. Okay, this is another benefit.
Resistance.
And it's interesting, there's resistance. When we come to Arabic word, is the word sabr,
yes,
which is usually in English is translated to patience.
Yes.
But when we look at the Quranic language and we go through Hadith, we see that it's more given us the meaning of resistance.
Yes.
This is so true that in Arabic, we feel that we're increasing the level of our tolerance, and we become tolerant in front of so many maybe hard time that we might face in this walk.
Right.
And it's not only physical, it's a spiritual and psychological resistance.
Right.
And sabr, which we're talking about for as the meaning of resistance, is very important, as in Hadith says, sabr is like a head for the body of iman. Which a body cannot survive without a head.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, iman without a sabr, without resistance, is inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another very, very important benefit that we gain from the walk of Arba'een, the ziyarat of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein.
I don't know, I keep on interrupting.
No, that's,
but,
that's good. Alhamdulillah, mashallah.
So I think another thing very interesting off of what you said, so this resistance, it is a physical resistance, it is a spiritual resistance, and this physical and spiritual resistance, you know, we ask, is for what? Why are we putting up with these difficulties and these trials? And, you know, for example, when I used to go and see the mokibs, right, the places that they set up for people to rest and eat, at these mokibs, we would see that the feet of people would become injured, right? So it's about maybe a 80-kilometer walk, if I'm not mistaken. 80 kilometers that people usually try to do in 3 days, right? So whatever the math comes out to be, it's a long walk that people are doing every single day. So their feet become injured, right? So what I'm saying is, this physical hardship, this pain, this.
I fully understand, Sayyid. Your question is why?
Is why?
And this
yes.
is exactly the main point that I want to emphasize, is the phenomena that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gave us, in order to use every opportunity, especially these kind of opportunities, in order to get closer to Him,
right.
in order to get closer to become more perfect human. And this phenomena is niyyah,
yes.
is intention, which is so powerful, and we must put time in order to study, to understand it, and to go through hadith about what is niyyah, how is how could be implemented in order to take us in higher level of spirituality, elevate us as a human being. And it is so important, you could say is the most important phenomenon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, right, in order to use it. And is not only the niyyah, which is translated to intention, is not only related to our action and behavior in the present moment. It's actually, right, is so broad that it's related even to our past and future.
Yes.
And niyyah, intention, is so powerful that could change the destiny, not only an individual, but a society.
Right.
If we truly use it in the right way, we could change the destiny of our society. So, yes, the niyyah, let me go by this perspective of intention to the benefits that I just mentioned before, and see how we could amplify, how we could increase the effect of this benefit in our life by observing our niyyah, our intention, inshallah.
I'd like to, just kind of pause, because that question why is still in the air, right? It seems that the why comes down to this aspect of why you're doing this resistance. Why are you putting up with these trials and these tribulations and these difficulties? Is because you believe in a cause, right? Because you believe in the cause of justice and you believe in the cause of social equality or income equality, or you believe in this cause of truth and justice, that you are willing to resist, you are willing to be patient, you are willing to put up with both physical and spiritual trials and tribulations because you believe in this cause.
Answering the question why, it's easy.
Yes.
Sometimes, for example, what I said about honoring the symbols of Islam, this could be one of the answers. I go through this walk because I want to honor the symbols of Islam. But being attentive and in purifying the level of our attention, our intention, it's actually more important than just having an answer.
Right.
It's not like an exam in order to answer the question and that's it, you got the mark. No, you have to pay attention to it in order to align all your physical and spiritual aspect with this attention, with this niyyah.
Sure.
So let's see if we be attentive about this niyyah, this intention of honoring the symbol of Islam, what's going to happen? If we pay attention to this reason, to this answer of why, as you said, you could see that it would drive and direct your thoughts to a certain level of understanding, that you will see and you will understand things during this walk, during this ziyarah, that will increase your basira, will give you a hope, and also will increase your iman.
Right.
Hope to what? Give you some example. Maybe that was, our viewers asked this question, why hope? When you see this and be attentive and purify your intention, you get more hope about what? About facing the enemy. You get hope that Islam is so powerful,
right,
that could destroy the enemy. So you get more hope, and facing the enemy become, you will face the enemy with more power, with more motivation. And the second thing, getting more hope about controlling yourself. And controlling yourself, it becomes more easily for you.
Yes.
The hope of acceptance of your repentance.
Right.
So when you repenting about your sins and mistakes that you did, you have more hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this tawbah, and you get more power, you get more self-confident in order to not repeat those mistakes.
Right.
So right. this way, when you are attentive to a certain intention of yourself for doing an action, which is a holy action, mm-hmm. you could elevate and benefit more from it in order to elevate yourself spiritually and inshallah gain more from this walk.
Inshallah.
Yeah. This was one of the example. The other topic, the other benefit that we pointed out as strengthening the relation between mu'mineen.
Right.
If we pay attention to this niyyah, if you pay attention to that we want to strengthen the relation, so you will see that you're not only enduring people differences in this walk because of Imam Hussein. You feel the presence of Imam Hussein. You feel that you are present mm-hmm. in front of your Imam.
Yes.
And Imam is observing you. Not only that, sometimes people endure others in this walk because they see others as zuvar, as the pilgrims of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein. So you respect others, you endure. And other calamities and hard times that you have in this walk, when you pay attention to this niyyah of strengthening the bond between the mu'mineen, you will see that it's so easy for you in other aspects of your life when you come back from the ziyarah in order to endure others' differences, mm-hmm. to help others without looking at different level of society, different of ethnicity or other differences that you might have with others.
Right.
So the more you purify your intention, the more you are attentive about why you do in this walk, the more the effect will stays with you and will expand itself in other different aspects of your life. Mm-hmm. And also we talk about another benefit, my brother Sayyid Shahyar, we talked about resistance.
Yes.
Right? If we pay attention and purify our intention for sabr, in order to increase our resistance, mm-hmm. you will see that all the calamities that you face to this walk is holy. It's so beautiful.
Right.
Because every time your feet, let's say, get hurt, or you become tired, you're thinking about Imam Hussein's family mm-hmm. in their time of captivity. So it becomes so easy for you to enduring and to resist those painful moments.
Yes.
And not only enduring, but also you become to a level of enjoying it.
Right.
I remember when we used to attend these walks, my friend were proud to get scars on their feet for Imam Hussein.
Yes.
And this was so creating a kind of enjoyment for them.
Right, enjoyable, yeah.
Yeah, enjoyable for them to have these. So you see, if we take it to another level, let's say we expand this sort of point of view, sort of perspective.
Sure.
When we come back from this ziyara, this resistance, if it stays with us, if we keep it, if we try to really solidify it inside ourselves, all calamities and all problems that we face in our life not only become so little, so easy to endure and bypass them, but also become enjoyable, or you could say we will feel the enjoyment.
Right.
In order to face the calamities for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And in another word, every calamities, every hard time becomes an opportunity for a mu'min mm-hmm. in order to elevate spiritually himself and getting closer to Allah mm-hmm. subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So Sayyid Bahmani, I think very beautifully, you put it very beautifully, very eloquently as well, that I mean, it just almost seems like this is a self-development program, excuse me. You know, this Arba'een walk is something that changes your life, and not just changes your life for a temporary point of in time, but it changes your life permanently. Again, based upon your intention, based upon your niyyah, and being this fundamental factor that can change your life. So I don't know if you have any, if you want to conclude with some words.
Yes, brother. We said we don't have time in order to go through going through all benefits. We just mentioned some of the examples of benefits of this walk. But I want to point out the most important teaching of this walk, the most important teaching of this event, is that you go through a couple of days of your life through a certain feeling that you intertwine all your action together and direct them all for a holy cause. And this is a practice for every one of us that is not, it must stays with us, it must amplify and expand through our life, that we for 3 days or 5 days, some people for a week, they experience that all their action is kind of directed, the intention for their action directed to a holy intention. Mm-hmm. You understand? So this is the most important teaching, that all action that we do during this walk is kind of directed and is for a holy intention. Yes. So how about not just having 5 days or 3 days or 4 days for that? We already practiced 3 days or 4 days. Mm-hmm. How about expanding it for all days, all moments of our life in order to direct and guide the intention our in order to become holy? So if we want to put in one word how to benefit the most out of this walk, out of this ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, I could say, be aware about your niyats. Be aware about your intentions.
Yes.
In order to amplify them, in order to purify them, and in order to expand them, supplying them in all aspects of your life.
Right.
So when you come back from the ziyarah, it stays with you for the rest of the year. So inshallah, or for the rest of your life, inshallah, you go the next year and the next year in order to increase these. This is a school of Abu Abdullah. Mm-hmm. This is a school of Abu, which is teaching you how to purify your intention for Allah. And just a note to point out, my brother Sayyid Shahyar, this is the subject that we talked. This is not only related to walk of Arba'een. We could implement in all acts of worship, Salat, Sawm, all other acts of worship, if we pay attention to the niyyah, if we pay attention in order to purify our intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and focus to it, we will gain more benefit from the effects of these worship acts.
Excellent.
But of course, at the end, the fastest ship is the ship of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn.
Sayyid Babani, thank you so much for joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule to come to the Islamic Pulse talk show. And so, we, dear viewers, we leave it at that. Purify your intention, purify your niyyah, and devote yourself and focus completely on a holy cause, the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And we leave you with that. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.